Who is silly now? Little Alimjan liked to spend his time playing in the sandbox that was in the corner of his yard. But every day, his fun would be ruined by his naughty neighbor named Hosher. Hosher teased Alimjan relentlessly. "Alimjan has silly rakes and shovels," he shouted. "Alimjan has a silly haircut. Alimjan is silly." Alimjan was sad and angry. His neighbor's words hurt his feelings. After a while, he stopped playing in the sandbox. "What is the point if I always feel sad?" But then one day, Alimjan decided to teach Hosher a lesson. "I want to play in the sandbox. I'll just have to show him." Alimjan jumped the fence and rang the doorbell. "I'd like to make a sandcastle," Alimjan told Hosher. "Can I borrow your bucket?" Hosher laughed in Alimjan's face.
"Sure,"
Hosher said. "The silly boy can have a silly bucket." He handed Alimjan a plastic bucket and closed the door, still chuckling. Alimjan filled the bucket with sand and made the biggest sandcastle he'd ever made. He had so much fun. It was nice to be back in the sandbox again. The next day, when it was time to return the borrowed item, Alimjan put a small plastic cup in the bucket. Before Hosher could speak, Alimjan shoved the bucket into his hand. Hosher looked and then became confused.
"What is this?"
he asked, holding up the little plastic cup.
"Congratulations,"
Alimjan exclaimed. "Your bucket had a baby."
"Huh?"
Hosher's eyebrows were raised, but he still took the plastic cup along with the bucket. When Alimjan went home, Hosher thought, "How silly Alimjan is. I lent him a bucket and he gave me back both a bucket and the plastic cup." He laughed to himself. "What a silly boy." The next day, Alimjan jumped the fence again and rang his neighbor's doorbell. "Will you lend me a bucket?" Alimjan asked politely. When Hosher gave him the bucket, Alimjan spoke again. "I don't have anything to pour sand on, so I'm going to need a plastic cup too." Hosher was still confused about the plastic cup, so he forgot to make fun of Alimjan.
"Sure,"
he said, as he handed both the bucket and the plastic cup to little Alimjan. But this time, Alimjan did not return the borrowed items. After a few days, Hosher decided to go to his neighbor and look for his toys back. "Will you give me back my bucket and plastic cup?" Hosher asked.
"Oh, I'm so sorry," Alimjan sighed. "But your bucket passed away."
"What?" Hosher shouted angrily. "Buckets can't die."
"Why not?"
Alimjan asked. "You didn't say buckets can't have babies. If buckets can have babies, then they can die." Hosher frowned. What could he say? He knew this was a trick, but he didn't know how to respond. Then he saw Alimjan grinning.
"Who is silly now?"
Alimjan asked. "I just wanted to teach you a lesson." Then his face changed and his shoulders drooped.
"Doesn't it feel bad when someone makes you feel tricked and sad? I wish you wouldn't treat me that way. Anyway, here's your bucket."
Hosher looked down at the bucket, then at Alimjan as he walked away. Hosher realized that his words had been hurtful. He didn't like feeling tricked or made fun of, and so he shouldn't make anyone else feel this way. The end.